Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
Radio Bulgaria presents Folk Studio.
Then is celebrated on the 24th of June, the day when the Orthodox Church marks the birth of Saint John the Baptist. In popular beliefs, on this day the sun reaches the ultimate point of its journey, from the winter to the summer. Now it embarks on the journey back, but before that it stops for a while and takes a decent rest. Bathes in life-giving water and bids goodbye to the places it will see a year later. On any of them, the sun, washed and rejuvenated, rises very early and dances from joy. It is good to sight the dance, believed to bring health and prosperity at this magic hour. As is known, on any of them, water and herbs have particularly strong healing properties. It is claimed that on this day, water gushes out even from dried-out springs, and herbs picked before sunrise have the power to heal any disease. Herbalists and healers know exactly how to treat diseases that are 77 and a half in all, according to traditional notions. This one half disease has no name and there is no remedy for it. On any of them, 77 herbs are picked and stored. Then herbalists close their eyes and tear the upper part of one of the shoots. The small herb part is then endowed with the strongest power to cure disease. The 77 and a half herbs are made into a posy, used to cure humans and livestock during the year ahead. Any of them has various names in different regions, including Ivan Herb Picker, Yanevden, Ivan of the Summer, Midsummer, and others. Folk songs have been preserved in various corners of Bulgaria dedicated to this feast. They recount of the rituals performed with care on this day, going out for herb picking, making the any of them reeds and poses. Some of the songs tell the story of how the day's patron Enyo Yanyo was about to go for herb picking, but his mother stopped him. The girls had already picked all herbs, made infusions with them, and washed their hair. Here is one such song in the rendition of a women's vocal group from the region of Yambol. Until early 20th century, the ritual of Anyuva Bulya, named after a mythical creature which is central to girls' rituals, was preserved and performed. A little girl with parents alive was nominated for this function and was dressed up in a traditional wedding costume. While the Anyuva Bulya was being dressed, she should not touch the ground. So she was carried around or sat in the lap of one of the girls who dressed her. Together with the Anyuva Bulya, the girls toured the village. They stopped at every single house, every well or fountain, to sing songs and dance traditional dances. Then they went on to the river and farming fields and vineyards. Then they returned to the house where they had started, the symbolical circle of the girls' tour, with the mythical Anyuva Bulya, protected the village and its community, and catered for fertility and prosperity. The second part of the ritual was naming poses and divination for love and marriage. On the eve of any of them, girls gathered together their poses. They put them into a new bowl of water. Anyuva Bulya took every posy out of the water for the ritual of divination. In some regions, girls practiced the ritual of divination using swap hooks instead of poses.
Kujaj, коя беше, на коя?
Моята, моята.
Десница ще си дружке.
Рой са вие из градинка, оленьо, оленьо, оленьова мама, извади еньо паламарката.
Тоз на коя е, на коя е?
Моята, моята.
О, бладяда ти, челаришева, мече едеш.
Червиво пати сидило виси, оленьо, оленьо, оленьова мама, извади еньо паламарката.
Тоз път на коя беше?
Моята, моята.
Бедняк, ма, бедняк, късмет нямаш.
Издол бяга, гашки стяга, оленьо, оленьо, оленьова мама, извади еньо паламарката.
Тоз на коя е, на коя е?
Моята, моята. Е, я бедняк, я айдутиши.
Ууу, дано де овчари, че то айдутин.
Кирлева пазна, златни алтаня, оленьо, оленьо, оленьова мама, извади еньо паламарката.
Тоз на коя е, на коя е?
Моята, моята.
Ууу, блазяте, чурбаджика ще ставаш.
Я би стои чурбаджика. Дружки, кого си припяеме паламарките, айде сега да изпееме една песен, дето я пееме на седянки, малките моми, ко не знаят, пък таман да я научат. Айде, тънка медлага капина, айде, 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 айде.
On any of them, divination for health was practiced based on a man's shadow. Also, fires were made on hills and pinnacles, a ritual analogous to the heavenly fire. On the night before the feast, vagabonds would go around the fields to steal other people's fertility. The cuckoo, the bringer of spring, cuckooed only on any of them, because it is then that the summer would leave.
Жениш, вело снопи да вързваш. Ой, вело, вело, хубава, вело, жетва да жениш, вело снопи да вързваш. Не пала марка, да вам не салта марка.